sanctified clay. I like that. Turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 28. Great seeing each one of you today. We had six people trust Christ last Sunday morning. Amen. Thankful for that. Good to see each one of you. Good to have visitors today. Matthew chapter 28. I'm going to bring a message this morning. Don't give up. I'll be there. Jesus gives us a promise. He'll always be with us. Amen. I know a lot of you are going through a lot of things in your life right now. A lot of you got a lot of challenges in your life right now. And the Lord told me to tell you this morning, don't give up. I'll be there. Amen. Let's stand for the reading of God's word. How many of you got Matthew chapter 28, verse 18? Hold your hand right there. And I just look at John chapter 16. I didn't plan reading this verse, but I'm gonna. Look at John 16. Don't lose Matthew 28. Look at John 16, 33. Well, I'm glad the Lord loves us, aren't you? Glad He's coming back. Glad He's risen. By the way, I believe we're only about 3 weeks. So Brother Mark, was it about three, 4 weeks from, about 3 weeks now before Resurrection Sunday? The world calls it Easter Sunday. And we're going to have a big day. That'll be the biggest, usually the biggest day of the year. Brother Mark's been working with the choir, and they've got a cantata working up. And so we're going to have a big day that day. We're excited about that day coming up. And start telling your friends and family. Look up your church. That's one day people will come to church. Right. They'll come on Easter. You've got friends that you've been wanting to come to church. Start inviting them now. Hey, we are going to have a great day at our church on Easter Sunday. Invite them, and I guarantee you they'll come. Because that's one day that they will come out of the year. And hopefully we can be a blessing to them and encourage them to come on a continual basis. Notice in John 16:33, Jesus said, These things have I spoken to you, that in me you might have peace. You know what? We can have peace no matter where we're at. Right. No matter what you're going through, you can have peace right now. Because we've got the Prince of Peace. Yeah. In the world, ye shall have what? Yeah, boy, don't we know. This world's not all roses, is it? Even if you are saved. In the world, ye shall have truth. It's a definite statement. You're going to have them. In this world, as you go through this life, you are going to have troubles. Guaranteed. But in the midst of all those tribulations and troubles, be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Man, we're overcomers through Him. And then look at my text, Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 through 20. And I'm going to focus on verse 20, but I'll read verse 18 through 20. Matthew 28, verse 18. Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go, you know why all power? He's a creator. He's God Almighty. Go ye. Talking to His church. Talking to His saved people that are Christians that are in His local church. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. By the way, after you get saved, you should get baptized. We'll baptize today. Pastor Dave will baptize today. Are you sturdy enough in that leg to baptize?
Absolutely.
Okay. Teach them to observe all things. Watch verse 20. Teach them to observe all things, what I've commanded you. Now watch. And lo, I am, and He is the I am of the Bible, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. I'm with you always. I'm with you always. I'm with you always, even on to the end of the world. Amen. He stamped it. No buts about it. Amen. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this thought that you gave me the other day. I've got a whole church that's going through heartache and tribulation and sorrow and sicknesses and all kinds of things, financial problems. And Lord, you gave this thought to me today. Don't give up. I'll be with you. And Lord, I just pray, dear God, that you'd help me be a blessing to the people this morning. They really need to hear from you, Father. Lord, come down. Lord, come down today and put your arms around each one. There's a lot of people that need to be hugged from heaven. They're hurting inside. Some of them are afraid of what they're facing, and they've got fears and all kinds of anxieties. And God, they need that peace that passes all understanding. And they need assurance that you're with them. Help us today, Father. Help us to draw nigh to you that you might draw nigh to us. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. This Matthew 28, 18 through 20, we use this as the Great Commission. And it is, by the way, it is the Great Commission that God gave to the church. He says, I want you to go out and the Great Commission of teaching and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And this is rightly the Great Commission. We are to go out, preach the gospel, the good news of Christ, how Jesus Christ loved us, how he died for our sins, how he was buried, and the third day arose. Hallelujah. We're to go out and teach how Christ died, and the third day he's alive and rose. By the way, we'll be excited about Easter coming up and how he shed his blood for our sins. How we're cleansed. I'm so glad that years ago that Christ 2,000 years on Calvary's cross, he shed his blood for my sins, and now my sins are covered. Amen. They've been washed away by the blood of Christ. We're to go out and show people that and tell people that and teach them and baptize them and disciple them. That's the Great Commission. You know, and by the way, we're starting this Saturday and this coming summer. I've been with Brother Phil Howard, and we've got some great plans for this summer for this church to go out and reach people that we've never reached before with the gospel. You know, we bring that gospel to people. We give the world hope. Yeah. This is a dismal world. Yeah. But this isn't I don't belong to this world. Brother Jim, this isn't our home. Our home's heaven. That's right. Brother Cap, I'm just passing through. Amen? And the gospel gives hope of heaven, Brother Mike, of sins forgiven, of I'm so glad, Brother Mike, we could tell people, hey, Christ died so you wouldn't have to go to hell. You see, Matthew 25, 41 says that hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. That's who God made hell for. Look up here. God doesn't want anyone to go to hell. God doesn't send one person to hell. They send themselves. Because they don't receive his gift of Jesus Christ. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God's eternal life, what? Through Jesus Christ our Lord. If people go to hell today, it's not God's fault, because the Bible says in 2 Peter 3:9, for the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but all come repentance. Some people say, well, guy says, I don't believe in hell. God wouldn't send anyone to hell. There is a hell. Hell's real, by the way, just like heaven's real. But Kenny, God never sent one person to hell. They send themselves to hell by not trusting Christ as their Savior. I'm so glad that we can take that gospel out and share that Great Commission that Jesus loves them and died. But I want you to notice that verse 20 again. While you're taking that Great Commission out, and we are, I want you to see that verse 20. While you're doing that, while you're discipling, while you're teaching, while you're preaching, while you're sending out missionaries, while you're publishing the Bible, while you're doing everything you're doing to get the great news out that Christ loves people and died for them and arose and gives eternal life, while you're doing that, I want you to know something. I know, Jesus says, I know that you're going to go through tribulation. He said that in John 16. Remember we read that in verse 33? And he says, I want you to know something, though. Even though you're taking the gospel out and doing the Great Commission, local church, I'm well aware that you're going to have tribulation. You see, just being saved isn't every day a bouquet of roses. There's a lot of days I have a... How many of you ever had bad days? I mean, Brother Dave, Brother Mike, some days I get up and I know right from the start, uh-oh, this day might not be a good day. Can I say something to you? Try not to put that in your mind, though, because as a man thinketh, so is he. Our attitude really determines a lot how our day is going to go. Because if we have a good attitude, no matter what comes to us, we can treat every circumstance as God working with in our lives and not as a, oh, not again. Why me? Hello? How many are still with me? Listen, Jesus said, I know you're going to have heartaches in life. I know you're going to have sorrows in life. I know you're going to have sickness in life. I know you're going to have great tribulation and trials. And by the way, even at the end of your life, you're going to face something major. You're going to face death. And I want you to know, I'll be there. I want you, during all these trials and heartaches and setbacks and sorrows and even at death, I want you to know something. Don't give up. Don't give up. Because I want you to know something. I'll be there. Look what it says in verse 20. Lo, I am with you always, even in your heartaches. Lo, I am with you always, even in your sickness. Lo, I'm with you always, even in the trials of your life. How many of you ever times go through stuff in your life and say, you feel like you're all by yourself? You're all alone. No, you know, how many of you ever felt that way? He says, no, I want you to know something. You're not alone. You might think you're alone. I've been rejoicing with Diane. My lands, she's went through a lot of heartache and sorrow. And now God's starting to work in her family and the communications, and they're getting back together, and it's just an exciting time for their life. But I'll tell you, there was times of great sorrow and heartache, but he never left her. By the way, you might be going through some heartaches right now, some great things, but I'm going to tell you, God told me to tell you today, he's with you. Lo, I'm with you. Any sailor, I know you've got a problem with your heart. I know you got those blockage, but you know what, Annie? God told me to tell you, lo, don't give up. I'm with you. Keep singing in the choir. I'm with you. Amen? Listen, the Lord wants you to know today, no matter what you're going through, and what no matter what you're facing, don't give up. Look up here, Bethel. Don't give up. I'm with you. Hebrews 13:5 says, for I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. There's a lot of times, though, we think, man, God's given up on me. No, God's never, we give up on God, but God never gives up on us. And we say, oh, God, I can't take no more. But 1 Corinthians 10:13 says that he will always make a way for us to escape that we may bear it. You say, I can't take no more, preacher. Well, if you can't take no more, trust me, God will make a way to escape. Because God's got a promise in 1 Corinthians 10:13 that he will make a way for us. And by the way, he tells us in Matthew 28:20, lo, I'm with you always. How long? Even unto the end. Right. How many are still with me? Don't give up. Don't give up. I'll be there. Listen, I want us to look. I thought of the scripture in John chapter 11. We all know, I'm not going to read the whole chapter. I'm just going to read a couple verses. But I thought about John chapter 11, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. I know we all know the story of how Lazarus got sick and they sent for Jesus and he didn't come right away. And boy, he died. And you know, how many know the story? I want you to turn to John chapter 11 with me. Lizzie, Mary and Martha and Lazarus are a picture of you and me and Eddie. They're a perfect example for you and I to live our life. We can learn so much from this. It's unbelievable. John chapter 11. Look at John chapter 11. I want us to look at this and see what we can glean for to help our lives. Look at John chapter 11. Look at verses 1 through 3. By the way, young Billy Turner's here somewhere. There he is. Hi, Bill. Man, it's good seeing you, buddy. Amen. I want you to play that organ tonight, Billy. And now a certain man was sick. How many see verse 1 of John 11? Named Lazarus of Bethany in the town of Mary and his sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold whom thou lovest, he's sick. Huh. First thing you get, did you know something? Christians have problems too. Hey, did Jesus love them? But yet he was still sick. If you get sick, don't say, well, man, I'm sick. Jesus don't love me no more. No, that's the way of life. Everybody gets sick. Everybody has sorrows. Everybody has, look up here. You got to get this. When we're going through these hard times, the world doesn't have no crutch to fall back on, but we have the Lord. Right. But a lot of times, we don't avail ourselves to the Lord, and we act like lost people. Right. Hello? We think we're alone, but we're not alone. We think there's no hope, but we have all the kinds of hope. Yeah. We think we've lost, but we've got the victory already. Yeah. Listen, some of you have got some heartaches today. I know you do. So does God. Some of you have got sorrows right now, deep sorrows. Some of you have got some sickness. Some of you are fighting some real issues in life. Some of you are going through some trials. I know that. Bob and June's good. They're making a major move, 80-some years old. And they're making a major move in their life. Now, they're going to be moving from Milford, Ohio. They've been there for over 25 years, and now they're coming here in the twilight of their life. Hello? That's a big thing going on in their life. I want them to know, hey, God's with them. Hey, don't worry. He's with you. He's going to get you through this. Listen. Look at verse 4. Jesus heard that he said this, and that Lazarus was sick. He said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God. How many see that? God uses these. Look, church, you got to get this. God uses sickness and trials in our lives to work for good, to get glory. Is Jim Samuel here? Are they here? Or are they working Super Church? There's Jimmy. How's that hand doing, Jimmy? Good. I got Jimmy and Kathy in my message today, a few others. Last Sunday, I was walking out of the door here, and after church was over, boy, that was one of the greatest services we've ever had. Last Sunday was, and Sunday night. We sang for, we had solid singing for over an hour last, before I even preached. I mean, some people didn't even want to go home. You know what, God was so good, Bobby? I had people tell me last week that they didn't even want to leave church. Man! That's like yabba-dabba-doo to the preacher. I mean, most people are like, the one lady was saying to the preacher, I heard this, Steve, someone said, they were amen in the preacher. Amen, Pharaoh. Amen, Pharaoh. Amen, Pharaoh. And after church was over, he said, why were you saying amen, Pharaoh, to me? He said, yeah, just like Pharaoh wouldn't let the people go. A lot of time you're like that. Why won't that preacher let me go, Pharaoh? People were crying last Sunday night because they were so, and they didn't want to leave. The presence of God was so much. But I want you to see something here. Last week, I was walking out the door, and boy, Jim's hand was twice the size. I said, oh, my lands, Jim. What's going on? He said, I don't know. So I said, I'm going to pray. Man, I prayed that night, and I prayed during the night. We had special prayer in the church service. I said, God, heal Jimmy's hand. And I'll be honest with you. I'm not going to lie to you. That Monday morning, I got up and I had to go to the hospital with somebody. I can't remember now who I was with somebody in the hospital that Monday morning. Stevens, Mrs. Stevens. Yeah, she had surgery like Arlene's. And so when I got done with her, I called Jimmy. I said, hey, how's your hand doing? Because I really, to be honest with you, Mike, I expected his hand to be healed. I really did. I'm not, Bobby, I just, when I prayed, I actually had some, I said, God, you're going to heal Jimmy's hand. And I believe many, and even Jim thought, man, they prayed, it's going to be healed. But he got up that Monday morning, and I finally got back with him, and he said, preacher, my hand's not healed. It's worse than it was. I said, oh, my lands! My first thought was, hello, God! Did we get the wrong connection? I mean, I know I asked you to do it, God. And I really did believe in faith. See, I'm not a faith healer, but I believe in God. I have faith that God can heal. He said, no, it's real bad. Matter of fact, it's going down my arm. I said, oh, man. I said, Jim, and everyone knows I am not a hospital guy. I'm sick in a week or so, a little bit. I'm not promoting my birthday, by the way. I'm using this as an illustration. This month, I'm having a birthday. I'm going to be 61 years old. And the reason I'm not promoting my birthday, I'm using it for an illustration. I've been a patient. I'm in hospitals every week. There's hardly ever a week that I'm never in hospitals, 2 and 3 times a week with people. In the 61 years that I lived, do you know how many times I've been a patient myself? One time. Buddy, I'm going to tell you right now, and it took my sugar to go 700 for me to go to be a patient. Are you still with me? So I'm not a hospital guy. Matter of fact, I'm an advocate. Take a pill. I've told Annie she's having a heart attack. I said, take a pill, lay down, and sleep it off. I told him that. He came to me one night about a year and a half. He said, Dad, my heart's shaking right out of my heart. I said, oh, you're young. You're okay. Take a couple aspirin, lay down. I'll pray for you. Let's pray right now. God, take care of his heart. Go to bed. I'll see you in the morning. He went to the hospital. His heart was there. So I want to tell you right now, I'm not a hospital guy. Trust me. It's got to be major for me to go to the hospital or even tell somebody to go to the hospital. You got to have one foot in the grave before I'm taking you to the hospital, because more people die from the hospital than, trust me, I better not get in that. Good way to get killed, go to the hospital. But if you got to go, you got to go. Don't get in that, preacher. I called Jimmy and I said, Jim. He said, no, it's worse. It's going down my arm. I said, preacher, it's horrible. I said, Jim, there's something not right, because God should have healed it. I said, Jimmy, there's something not right, because I really had faith that God was going to heal your hand. I really did. He said, I did too. I said, we're going to go to the hospital. He said, what? He said, that's what Kathy said. I said, Jim, where's Kathy? He said, I said, no, I'm coming. I think she was coming. She was somewhere, but she was coming. I said, Jim, I'm coming to get you right now. And I did. I got my car, and I ran down the Peck Road, and I said, get in the car. We're going to the hospital. Jim looked at me. Kathy goes, he said, the preacher won't take no for an answer. That time I was using pastoral authority. I said, Jim, we're going to the hospital. And we did. And I told Jimmy this. I said, Jim, I don't understand why God didn't heal your hand. I really don't. I don't understand it. But I said, there's a reason for it. There's some reason. Are you with me, church? God has a reason for everything. Listen, Christians don't have accidents. Right. Romans 8:28 says, for all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. I said, Jim, I don't have an answer. I don't know what it is. But, Jimmy, there's a reason for us to be here today. And I said, maybe we're going to witness to somebody. I said, it's a bummer you got to go through this. But I said, Jim, And this one guy came in and acted like he was Ben Casey, and he wasn't even a doctor. Witness to him. He actually messed up on Jimmy's hand. They mess up a lot in those hospitals. Don't get into it, Jimmy. You're in trouble for your cat comment. I ain't talking about no cats. People love cats. I don't love cats either, but I do love cats. They're great. Cool cat. There was a couple. There was a lady and another. There was a couple ladies in there. I was waiting in the waiting room out there before you go in. And I went in with Jimmy, and we spent about an hour or so, and then they took care of Jim, so I left. And I was walking out, and these two ladies were still there, Annie. All those times you went to hospital, some of those people might be in heaven because of that. We don't know. Amen. And I was walking out, Billy, and I saw these two ladies. I said, man, you guys were here before me and Jim got in here. I said, oh. She said, we were here. We've been back there. They just sent us back. We got in, but we came back. And I said, what's wrong with you? She said, got some major problems in my head. And I said, wow. I said, I'd like to pray. She says, oh, I know who you are. You're the preacher over at Bethel. I said, you're right, I am. I said, I'd like to pray with you. And right there, out there in the foyer, whatever the waiting room there where you wait, I prayed with them. Gave them a track. You know, listen, I'm not happy Jimmy had that. And I'm glad his hand's a lot better now. I don't understand why he didn't get healed. And I don't understand why you're going through some things sometimes. But I'm going to tell you, there's a reason for everything. By the way, did you notice something? Look at verse 5. Let's see if I can just preach this from my heart without the notes. Because I got it in my heart what I want to say. Did you notice there in verse 5? Look what it says in verse. It's amazing what it says there in verse 5. The Bible makes a statement here. The Bible makes a blank statement. It says that Jesus loved Mary and Martha and Lazarus. It actually said that. See, because the first thing that goes to our mind, well, God must be mad at Lazarus, or God must be mad at Jimmy, because Jimmy's sick. Hello? Or, man, Jimmy, is God punishing me? Hello? Was God punishing Lazarus? No. Was God mad at Lazarus? No. Hello? Are you still with me? That verse 5, it says, he loved you. I'm going to tell you right now, I know you got problems with your heart. I'm going to tell you right now, he told me to tell you, he loves you. He loves you, and he says, Annie, don't give up. I'm with you to the end. I'll always be with you. By the way, you think Jesus don't know what you're going through? Look over there in verse 35. It says Jesus wept. Shortest verse in the Bible. I know the kids, they say, you got to memorize a scripture for class. You have 25 kids, 24 will do John 11:35. Jesus wept. It's the next week where they have problem. The first week, everybody can pass. But did you know something? It said, Mike, that Jesus wept. How many see that? Jesus wept. He felt their hurt. He saw their tears. Diane, I want to tell you something. God saw you all week. And he saw your tears. And he felt your heart. And he knows what's going through Mom right now. And he told me to tell you, Marty, Tootie Bug. I used to call my grandma Tootie Bug. I give that to Marty. He said, you tell Tootie Bug, don't give up. I'm with you. I'll be with you. He said, you tell Jim and Judy Furness, don't give up. Don't give up. I'm with you. Jimmy Furness can't even leave his house right now. Can't even leave his front room because he's on oxygen. And that's as far as he can go. I thought about Bill Young and Louise Young. All these months, Bill and Louise are going through this. Poor Louise trying to take care of Bill, Annie. You realize how much Bill and Louise, how the anguish Louise is going through and the frustration Billy's going because he can't remember where he's at sometimes. And he told me to tell you today, hey, Bill and Louise, don't give up. I'll be with you. I'm with you. I'm with you. Hey, when you go Thursday, he's with you. He's with you. Diane, when you're going through all those frustrating days, wondering how's it going to turn out with mom and dad, I'm going to be with you. Hey, Mary and Martha, don't give up. I'm with you. I know what's going on. See, because a lot of times when things don't happen right away, if you know those next verses, it says he waited for a few days. He didn't come right away. And what happened? Lazarus died. Look, a lot of times we think, oh man, God don't care about me no more. He didn't heal. He didn't answer my prayer. He didn't do what I asked him. Can I tell you something? Don't give up on God, because he never gives up on us, Ray. We give up on him. But he never gives up on us. He never does, Betty. We're going through heartaches and sorrows and trials, and it seems like, God, my whole life's being torn apart. God, have you forgot me? Don't you love me no more? Don't you care? By the way, are you still got John 11 open? I think it's verse 21. This is it, verse 21, where she says, Lord, if you'd have been here, Lord, I'd have been here. If you'd have been here, he'd have been all right. Can you read that to me, Mark? What is that? What verse is that, Mark? 21? Look, go ahead and read that for me.
Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died.
Yeah. Martha said, Lord, if you'd have been here, he wouldn't have died. Jesus, if you'd answered preacher's prayer, this wouldn't have happened. We're just like them. That was Martha. Go up to verse, I think it's at verse 32, 31, 32. Then Mary says the same thing. Read me, what verse is it?
32.
Yeah, go ahead and read that.
Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died.
Yeah, both the sisters, Billy. It's all your fault, Jesus. It's all your fault. If you would have been here, it wouldn't have happened. We're always blaming God. We're always blaming. We're taking it out on him. But it's not his fault. But what's great, Billy, he's right with us all the time. See, he knew what was going on. By the way, Jim, he let it happen. He let it happen. God lets things happen, Arlene. So we, a lot of times, we can get closer to him. And a lot of times, he'll use it to reach other people. And to get glory from it. And also, Jimmy, he also lets things happen, go through life, so we can give comfort to other people. Like, all you, how many people have had open heart surgery? I've got a zipper club here. Okay? We've got a zipper club here. How many have got heart pacemakers? Yeah, we got the pacemaker crew up here. Here's the thing. When people are going through trouble with the heart, they can call Sue Vance. They can call Annie Saylor. They can call those, Nancy, I think, Nancy Reese. You that, because you know why? You've been through it. You can give comfort. See, Annie can tell you about heart surgery. She's went through it. Yes. Look how that's brought you and Sue closer together. Because you got a common thing you went through. And you can comfort other people. Look up here. You got to get this. God lets us go through things because he's working in our lives. And not only that, he's going to work in other people's lives. He's going to get glory for it. And also, he's going to reach other people. Somehow, it's going to affect someone else. The heartaches that we have, Chuck, God uses. Tell the people, don't quit. Don't give up. I'll be there. Oh, I didn't come right when you wanted me to. I didn't do it right when you thought it should have been done. Boy, then I got something I never saw until this week when I studied it. Look at this cap. Look at 20. I think it's verse 24. Yeah, this is verse 24. What a fluff answer. Someone read me 23 and 20. Can you read the cap? 23 and 24. Yeah, watch. Watch this thing, Cap. See, it's your fault. Then you know, now they're fluffing it. Yeah, I know you can do it, Jesus. Yeah, preacher, I know Jesus can heal me. Yeah, preacher, I know he's hearing my prayer. Yeah, I know in the resurrection. Did you get that? That's how we fluff it. Oh, yeah, we got Christianity down. Oh, yeah, I know the Bible's true. We know it's true, but we don't really believe it. We know it's right, but we don't really embrace it. We say amen to it, but we don't really live it. And what's 25 after? Cap, read 24 again. Then I'm going to show you what 25 says. Because she's really fluffing it. She's just really fluffing it. I know. Yeah, you can bring him back alive. I know, he's in the resurrection. Yeah, she knew it, but this is really a Christian fluff answer. Yep. Mark says unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection after the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Yeah, watch this. Yep. Yeah, Martha fluff. Yeah, King James Bible guy says you believe it, but don't really embrace it. Right. Yep. But I got news for you, because he came right back. Yeah, Mrs. Fluff. I want you to know something. I am the resurrection. I am the one that's overcoming death. I am the conqueror of death. I am the giver of life. You better believe your brother Lazarus is going to come forward, because you're looking, you're seeing, you're hearing the resurrection. I am him. Brother, you're rubbing against it. This is good stuff. Woo! Can you imagine her eyes? Hola, hola, holy mackerel. Yeah. And then after he said it, he said, let's go to the graveyard. Bring Mrs. Fluff with you. And you see there in verse 43, right there he said, Lazarus, give me 42 and 43, Mark.
Stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth.
Yeah, and Lazarus, the Bible, give me the next verse. The day Jesus rose the mummy from the dead.
And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with graveclothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, loose him and let him go.
Yeah, and see, Kenny, that picture this guy, Colette. He's all wrapped up like a mummy. He's actually a mummy. He's mummified. Mummy. And, I shouldn't have done that, Mark. I just brought her from the dead. Lizzie, come forward. Watch. Lazarus is a picture of all people. We're dead in the grave in our sins. Or we're wrapped in our sins and filth. And when we come to Christ, He releases us. He unwraps all our sins.
Amen.
He takes all our sins and the filth away from the grave. Yeah. Amen? Loose him. He sets us free. Yeah. Hallelujah. Woo! Because he is the resurrection. That same Jesus that was talking to Mary and Martha, that same resurrection is the same Savior that we have today in 2010. Jimmy, that same Savior, when we pray, we're talking to Mr. Resurrection, the one that raised Lazarus. Rich, that Savior that we talked to, as they talked to, we're talking to Mr. Resurrection right now. Woo! Amen? That ought to shake our prayers up a little bit. I bet she prayed a little different after that, didn't she? How many are still with me? I'm so glad. Aren't you glad he didn't? Hey, Lord, I'm with you always. Don't give up, Mary and Martha. I haven't forgot you. Don't give up, Lazarus. I haven't forgot you. I'm not mad at you. I'm working in your life. Don't give up. I'll be there. Hey, you going? Hey, you don't know how to make those payments right now. Don't give up. You'll be there. Hey, you facing all the heartaches and sickness. Don't give up. I'll be there. Don't give up. Don't give up, Wilma Arnie, with your shoulder. Don't give up, Nan. Don't give up. He'll be with Mama. Don't give up. I'll be there. I'll be there. And by the way, when you keep reading that scripture, is it verse 45, Mark? It said, after he rose, brought Lazarus from the dead, many people that saw it, Marty, they believed on Christ. Amen. Talks about it again, in John chapter 12, I think it's around verse 9, somewhere in there. It talks about, again, how many people, they came to just see, they actually just came to see Lazarus. Yep. And when they saw him, they said, wow. Ruthie, they believed on him because of the miracle. I mean, Lazarus had to go through a lot of heartache and death. I mean, Mary and Martha had to go through some anguish. But was he still there? Did he let them down? Did he keep his promise? Yeah, he was there. Yeah, don't give up. Be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Don't give up. Bethel Baptist Church, don't give up when you're going through those heartaches. And Bobby, when you think my land's Sonia, there's no way. I figured it out on paper. We can't make it. You're right. On paper, it doesn't figure out. Coolidge, on paper, it doesn't make no sense. But with God, all things are possible. Lowell, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Hey, Mary and Martha, what are you so frustrated for? Hey, Mary and Martha, what are you so shook up for? Hey, Mary and Martha, why are you mad at me? Why are you doubting me? Why have you lost confidence in me? I'm there. Don't give up. I'll be there. I might not be there when you want me to be there, but I'll be there when the time is right. Hey, Cap, I'm waiting on God for that new building out there. Whether he gives me it or not, he's still there. He's with me no matter what. And when the time comes, if it's his, he'll make it. Are you still with me? You see what happened? Lazarus had to go through something, Jimmy. But boy, God got glory out of it. And Jimmy, somehow, we're going to find out in the future, somehow God's going to get glory out of that infected hand. Are you with me? And by the way, he never left Jimmy for a minute. I know Jimmy had some hard, sleepless nights with that pain. And I'm sure Jesus knew it and didn't. But he knew that, there's a scripture. I got to have a scripture, Mark. I'll give it. Listen to me right now. 1 Peter 5:10. It says, after you suffered a while. I'll be there. Don't worry. But after you suffer a while. See, they're suffering in life. You got give me 1 Peter 5:10. Give it to me, Mark.
But the God of all grace.
How many are saved by God's grace? All right, we're talking about the God of grace that never leaves us. Go ahead.
But the God of all grace who has called us unto his eternal glory.
He's called us to in glory. Amen.
By Christ Jesus.
Yep.
After that ye have suffered a while.
Have you what? What?
After that ye have suffered a while.
What? What?
Suffered a while.
What? What?
Suffered a while.
What? What?
Suffered a while.
Yeah. After you went through those things, go ahead. Strengthen, settle you.
Make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle.
Yeah, thank you. Look up here. God hasn't forgotten any of you. There's going to be times you think, man, he hates me. He's mad at me. He's turned his back on me. He doesn't love me no more. Ain't got nothing to do with it. I'm sure Mrs. Fluff thought all those things too. But she found out, oh my, he is with us. Oh my, Mary and Martha, don't give up. Can you imagine the testimony of Mary and Martha when they told people about their, boy, pray for your brothers. We prayed, we gave up, but boy, Jesus showed us, don't give up. He'll be there. Don't give up, Di. He'll be there. Don't give up, Marty. He'll be there. He's with us in this life. He's with us in this life, always. Don't give up. I'll be there. But not only that, and I'm all done. But not just this life, Annie. Not just this life, Eddie. Tell the people that are saved, not only am I with you in this life, but I'll be with you in death. Psalms 23:4 says this, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. Psalms 90, verse 10. Look at Psalms 90, verse 10. Would you, Mark? I'm done. I'm going to get verse 12 there too, Mark. Psalms 90, verse 10 says this, we're appointed 70 days, and if by reason 80. And then Stella says, we're appointed 70 years and then if by reason 80. But there's something really great at that. It says in the last part of that verse, and then we fly away. We fly away, Johnny. We fly away, Betty. Emma, I'm not worried about dying. The moment I die, now is he with me all the time here? But he's really with me in death even more because he's there that very instant. No waiting then. He's there that, Brother Leo, he's going to be with us that very instant. And the angels of heaven, at least two of them, will be there and say, come on, we're taking you up to glory. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. That's where they get that song. By and by, I'll fly away. They get that song from Psalms 90, verse 10. You see, no matter what you're going through, in this life or in death, he tells this child of God, don't give up. I'll be there. Don't give up. Don't give up. I'll be there. Mark and Betty, don't give up. I'll be there. I know it's rough right now. Don't give up. I'll be there. And then verse 12. I'll have Mark read that verse for me. Look at that verse 12 of Psalms 90, and I'm all done. Go ahead and read it for me, Mark. It's a great... Go ahead.
So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom.
Yeah. While we're going through this life, God says to teach us to number our days and apply it unto wisdom. Here's, I'm all done. Watch this, Katie. What's the wisdom that God wants you to have? Don't give up. I'll be there. All through your life. No matter what you're facing. No matter what you're going through. Jamie and Bobby, don't give up. I promise you. I'll be there. Don't give up. Brother Danny Sable, no matter what you're facing, don't give up. In life or death, don't give up. I'm promising you, I'll be there. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the promise that, lo, I'm with you always, always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. And Father, I pray today, I know there's many of my people facing all kinds of hardships, sorrows, heartaches. They're facing major surgeries or financial problems, or maybe their life's in turmoil. And God, they feel like maybe, like Mary and Martha, they, God, you forgot us. Lord, are you mad at me? Lord, have you turned your love away from me? No, verse 5 plainly teaches that he loved them. Made that statement so no one could say, oh, God gave up his love. No, it says in verse 5, John 11, that God, the verse, reassured the love. No, Jesus, even though he was sick and dying, it wasn't because of Jesus, because he still loved them. He loved both the sisters and Lazarus. And Lord, I pray as we go through a lot of pressures in life, a lot of stress, a lot of trials, a lot of things really that sometimes we think we cannot even bear them no more. And Lord, we think sometimes you've given up on us and you've forgotten us or you don't love us no more. Lord, help us remember Mary and Martha and Lazarus. Help us to realize that you do know that you do love us and you were there all the time and that you're going to take care of it. I wonder, with our heads bowed and our eyes closed, I wonder this morning, how many could say, preacher, I'll be honest with you, I've been really going through some hard times, and lately I've actually wondered, does God still love me? Does God still care? Pray for me, preacher. Pray for me. Yes. 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 God bless you. Yes, I see. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, I. Yes, ma'am. God bless you. I see that. By the way, that's a natural thing. That's our nature. Our nature say, God, why? Why me? God, why don't you do this? God, why are you treat me like this? It's not God. It's part of life. The great thing is that he never leaves us. Don't give up. Lo, I'm with you always. I don't know what you're facing, but whatever you're facing, you're not facing it alone. Whatever you're going to go through, you're not going to go through alone. And even though you might have given up on God, he wants me to tell you today, he's never given up on you. And he's not going to give up on you. Maybe you're here today and you're not saved. And you'd like to know when you die, you'd go to heaven. And you'd say, preacher, would you pray for me? I'm really not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. Pray for me. Just raise your hand. Let me pray for you. Pastor, I'd like to know when I die, I'd go to heaven. I'm not sure, but I'd like to know. Pray for anyone like that today? Pray for me. Pray for me. Maybe you're and you've been saved, but you've never been baptized. Why don't you get baptized today? Why don't you be in obedience? Come forward. You've been saved. Let get baptized. Follow Lord and believers baptism. Not to be saved, but because you are saved. Whatever God's got in your heart today, you come and pray. Come to the altar and talk to God. Let him talk to you. Father, I thank you for this time we've had. Lord, please be with these people. I pray, oh God, I just pray that you'll come down and be with each one of these people's lives. Let them sense your presence. Let them know, dear God, that you're with them. That they should never give up. That you're with them. Don't give up. I'll be there. Don't give up. I'll be there. Lord, I pray for some that have just given up. Help them to say, God, help me to have faith in you again like I once did. I pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Let's stand. We'll sing a verse.